Thank you.
Okay. The regular session is now in order at 7:02 PM. Roll call is first order of business. So once again, Mr. Updike?
Still here with allergies in tow.
Mr. East?
Here.
Vice Chairman Berman?
Present.
Mr. Braulio?
He is here.
Mr. Hanselman?
He also is here.
I was calling in order of...
That's all right. Makes no difference to me. Don't call me late to dinner.
It looks like you could have a little dinner here, sir.
And Marjorie Blom, councilwoman or a committee person?
I've been promoted.
Yeah.
It's only 103 degrees here.
Well,
so I thought I heard you.
They're looking for another council member.
Well, I'm perfectly fine where I am now. So I'm present via Zoom.
Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you.
Present.
Excuse me.
Must have been the change of air pressure in the airplane.
Thank you for joining us again, Marjorie.
Okay. Next order of business is the approval of the minutes that I didn't review.
I haven't read both sets of minutes and submitted minor corrections to both. I move that we approve the draft work session minutes of July 24th, 2023, and the draft regular session minutes of July 24th, 2023, as corrected.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, Marjorie's aye. Okay, next is a citizen's public comment. I don't know if we have any.
There's a
we
citizen.
We might have a citizen.
We have a citizen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there's a second citizen.
Wait, here's another citizen.
Okay. Another citizen, okay.
Filming us.
No comments. Okay, since we have people here,
No, we're not having a hearing, so you don't have to do that.
You're right, we're not having a hearing.
Well, your job got easier.
Yeah, got a lot easier.
You're good.
Okay, action items. Number 4A. Initiate legislative amendments to the Newport Municipal Code, Chapter 14.14. Parking and loading requirements. So do we have, would somebody like to make a motion to initiate that?
I'll do it.
Thank you.
I move that we initiate the legislative amendments to Newport Municipal Code Chapter 14.14, parking and loading requirements, as presented at the work session.
Is there any discussion regarding that? Anybody has? If not...
We don't have a second.
Need a second. We need a second.
We need
a second.
Mr. East has taken care of that.
Mr. East has risen to the challenge. And so at which point in time, all in favor of initiating the legislative amendment as presented by Commissioner Berman, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Hearing none, the motion has carried. Any public hearings? We don't have any public hearings, so we have new business.
Yeah, really, I don't think we have anything else generally on the agenda at this point, other than I would share with you on the updated work program that we now have the application in from OSU for the student housing final development plan. So that'll be noticed for September 11th for public hearing. And then also I've confirmed with Brett Estes, he'll be doing a land use training with you guys on October 9th. Brett is the former community development director and city manager for Astoria. and had served in that capacity for a number of years before he became the DLCD North Coast regional representative. So,
is that at a workshop time, or is that during the afternoon?
There'd be a work session.
There'd be a work session.
Right. Right now, assume if we don't have anything on the regular agenda, we'll just do a long work session. He anticipates to get through the subject material and give you a reasonable opportunity to ask questions. It's probably an hour and a half.
Okay.
But even if we have a light regular session, we can always set that at 7:30. You know, if it's something simple, like you're just doing a motion of something. But it may just be a work session only that day.
Whatever. Just look. The refreshments are always worth it.
Okay, unfinished business.
I don't have any.
Director comments.
I just said my piece.
Okay, that leaves us. Wait a minute.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Hanselman.
Sorry, I have to hold up the entire process. This is just to enter into the record. Into the record. People at market, they're concerned about the bypass. What are we calling that now?
The couplet.
Thank you. The couplet. They're concerned about that. And they know of the plans of the city to start talking to leaders in the community about what to do with all of that and come to some kind of consensus. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Lori Sanders, who is maybe the vice president or president of the farmers market, asked me to put her name on a list of people who would be interested in serving on that committee, as did Frances O'Halloran. She is a tenant of the farmers market.
A vendor
is a much better word.
Right.
Yes, a vendor at the market. And then I believe, and I don't know Eric's last name, I think he might be the president of the farmers market. He too wanted the commission to know that there were interested people at the farmers market who would like to serve in any discussions involved with the couplet and 101 US 20 work that is about to begin. So just wanted that entered into the record.
Sure. No, you bet. Just to let you know, Eric and Lori both reached out to me as well.
Well,
and
I encouraged them to do so.
And the city council will get the advisory committee formed up here pretty soon. We're waiting for a formal grant agreement from ODOT, which is forthcoming. So it'll be a resolution that establishes the makeup and disposition of the committee, and then they'll interview folks for serving on it.
Sure.
The council
will
interview folks.
Well, I thought it was interesting that there were people there who were interested in being involved.
Not a shocker. That was as part of the TSP process. You had feedback from folks at the farmers market concerned that they might lose the parking lot that they've been utilizing for the farmers market. And I think the council was clear that if whatever solution we come up with, even if it involves changes to the market, that there would be a permanent, suitable location, good location for the market in whatever outcome we have. That is clearly on the minds of the council.
I'm sure that will make them rest a bit easier.
Yeah.
That's their biggest advertisement.
I am still interested in serving as the planning commission representative.
Yeah. It'll be fun. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have anything else?
I'm done.
You're done.
Okay. Done. I don't need any more linguistic help this evening.
How many other people would be on the committee?
At this point, all I can say is not more than 18, because the state won't, with the grant, the way this is structured, they don't want a committee over 18 people. Which, frankly, if you go over 18 people, you're getting into a very difficult to manage situation at that point. So
it just seems,
so it won't be more than 18.
Although the existing tenants have a interest in what happens with without the couplet. want to make sure you have a broad-based committee as opposed to committee that was stacked.
I think that, you know, the council as part of the resolution is going to want to make sure they have a good, well-rounded group of folks that are assisting and providing guidance.
And I don't know how you make a diverse committee on something like the couplet, because it's obviously a matter of concern to a lot of people in our community.
I support. It's an issue that is invokes strong support and opposition. You hear both. But I think the biggest issue and what will be solved through this process is addressing unanswered questions up to this point. Because you could only take it so far with the TSP, and you have 100 some odd other projects in there. This is going to be an opportunity to address very specific issues that people raised. How might this impact my driveway? What exactly is the impact going to be on the farmer's market? You know, what's the new streetscape exactly going to look like? You know, all of that is stuff that we can flesh out as part of this process.
Brilliant. I don't know how I feel about it, you know, one way or the other. I just want to hear more information.
Yep.
And I drove through town today, you know, past the old movie theater, and I saw all these empty storefronts. What can be done to revitalize those?
Yeah. Yeah. Housing.
Pardon?
Housing.
Downstairs, upstairs, anywhere.
Okay, it's 7:14. We are adjourned.
Thank you, everyone.
Good.
Yep.
All right. Go take care of your allergies.